Back in March, local musher Frank Moe traveled to St. Paul by dog sled, a distance of 362 miles. When he got there, Moe handed the governor of Minnesota 13,000 petitions in opposition to copper nickel sulfide mining in Minnesota. Frank joins us this morning now to talk about what's been happening since that adventure down to St. Paul, including efforts to create a documentary about it. Thanks for joining us this morning, Frank.
Good morning, Tracy. Good morning, Mark.
First of all, would you remind our listeners just a little bit about your Sled Dogs to St. Paul adventure, the race for clean water?
In the beginning of March, we left with 10 dogs right from Harbor Park here in Grand Marais. Most of the listeners remember this. And 8 days later, arrived in St. Paul, skidding across pavement through town to get to the Capitol, and had a great rally there. And kind of began a larger effort to educate Minnesotans about sulfide mining, the history of it, and why it would be catastrophic here in Minnesota if we were to go down that road.
Since that trip, what have you been doing to continue?
There's a local effort to produce a film, Sled Dogs to St. Paul, about the trip down to St. Paul, but more importantly, tell the story of sulfide mining. What has happened in other parts of the world where they've put these mines in, the pollution that comes from them. But also, I think the documentary is going to try to look more broadly and interview people who would be affected by the mines should they come here, both people who look to get jobs in the mines and also people mostly here along the shore and up in Ely whose livelihoods would be impacted perhaps negatively if the mines came into place and the pollution came from those mines as it has in other places. So a locally produced documentary, we have a trailer already, and we're raising money to make that film, obviously. None of these things come cheap. And we have a Kickstarter project, which is this great online tool, and I didn't know about this before. Maybe you guys do. But if you go on to Kickstarter, just type it in Kickstarter and search Sled Dogs to St. Paul, our documentary project will come up, and you can pledge online just like people do for radio or whatever. And if we don't make the goal of $17,000, which is what we have to raise to make this film and get it distributed, you don't get charged. So it's and there's obviously great prizes, promotional prizes. If you decide to support the project, you can see those online too. So and many people locally have already participated in this. We're making some good progress, but we have about 17 days to reach the $17,000 goal. So the effort itself, though, it's really gaining momentum. There's a group called Mining Truth, miningtruth.org, and many of the organizations which supported our original trip down to St. Paul have come together. And what this effort is doing, what we've realized is Minnesotans just don't know about sulfide mining. And when you present them with the information about it, what these mines look like, what has happened in other parts of the country and the world, just giving them the information, they generally decide that it's not a good idea. Some decide that the short-term jobs are worth it, but most people believe that, you know, this is probably not a road we want to go down. So this miningtruth.org is just an effort to educate Minnesotans about sulfide mining, what's happened in the past, what this might look like here.
On the documentary, when it's put together, how do you distribute this? Where would someone watch this documentary?
Well, we're going to try both the traditional way to distribute it, you know, so we'll have showings. We'll have one in Grand Marais here and all the communities which had Sled Dogs to St. Paul events, Ely, Finland, Duluth, and ideally have a large showing down in the Twin Cities. But we'll also use social media. A lot of people are younger than us, are more comfortable getting this information online now. And so a lot of things are spread through Facebook and other social media, and people are used to watching videos that way. So we'll work to distribute it through the internet as well as, and then if people want copies of the DVD, we'll have those available too, and we'll try to distribute those.
Okay. So you talked a little bit about this type of mining, this non-ferrous mining. It targets precious metals and minerals that are used in devices such as cell phones and computers, and we all use these in our daily lives. So why are you against mining for them in Minnesota? Is it being a little bit hypocritical?
You know, it it would seem on the surface a hypocritical position, but in fact, it's not. You know, the multinational companies who would be in control of these minerals would be shipping them out of the country. They wouldn't stay here. It's not going to be directly benefiting Minnesota production of those or United States production of those electronics. That's one point. The other thing is, you know, we have so much post-consumer electronics that's not recycled at all. The vast majority of the things, you know, we get a new cell phone, we get a new computer, the vast majority of those things aren't even recycled here in the United States. They're shipped overseas to India or China where they recycle them. That process is just starting now in Minnesota in the United States. There's Material Processing Corporation down in Mendota Heights is the first big post-consumer electronics recycling company here in Minnesota, and they do a great job of tearing apart these electronics and pulling out all those precious metals that they can then use in production of electronics. And it seems to us that it makes a lot more sense. Why don't we focus our attention on being a leader on recycling those metals that are already out of the ground, as opposed to endangering northern Minnesota's environment and the jobs that are dependent upon it to try this new type of unproven mining here.
Okay. We're speaking with local musher and former state legislator Frank Moe. He's seeking backers for a documentary film about his trip to St. Paul by dog sled in opposition to sulfide mining in Minnesota. Anything you'd like to add this morning, Frank?
No, just one more plug for the film. If people can log on to Kickstarter, put in Sled Dogs to St. Paul, you'll find out more information about our documentary, see the short, and see how you can help us out.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Tracy. Frank.